It is very exciting on Static on 2SER to have tracked down both the brothers from Sons of Raphael, Laurel and Ronell. How are you both?
How do you do? We're terrific. Thank you.
You guys must be very excited to have the Sons of Raphael album out. I have loved to watch your passion and lack of nonchalance about the concept of releasing a record. You've seemed very excited to be doing this.
Where your pleasure is our business.
Well, you've said that this album, Full-Throated Messianic Homage, is your triumphal entry into the universe, you two. So, you know, no pressure then.
That is correct. It feels this way. I think in the songwriting, you know, it was not intentional, but dealing with big themes like the Bible does, with big themes like love, like death, I think these are some of the characteristics that would make a song timeless and universal. And we were thinking of that when we were making the album, yes.
And you've said that it was 7 years of famine working towards releasing this record. So it was a long, hard journey, huh?
Yes, I believe so. We said in an interview the other day that we started working on this album when Ronell was in my mother's womb. So we started writing the record and Ronell was still in boarding school. And both of us were still in university too for 3 years after, so we had a lot on our mind. And just the process of making the album was very complicated and difficult. We recorded in lots of different places. We had you know, a very ambitious plan for the sound of this record. And to achieve that, we just needed a lot of time and it took a lot of effort.
Yeah, and everyone told us that we are ready for the straitjacket because we have lots of ambitions and we don't give up and we don't compromise on anything. And in the process of making this album, we have exchanged about six different managers. We just got our seventh manager working with us now because, you know, a lot of them just quit. They don't have patience for long-term objectives. But I don't think a lot of people care about a good song. No one really cares about songwriting these days, but we do. So in the same way, everything that we have ever done pointed towards this record.
Does that mean, Ronell, that your upbringing has directly influenced the sound and concepts of Sons of Raphael?
Well, nothing comes out of the blue in anything. I think, of course, you know, going to boarding school, studying theology later, it all influenced that, of course. The world wasn't created out of nothing, I don't believe. So also a record would not be created out of nothing.
Because your parents were involved in religious theology as well, right? Including some research work into Scientology in the 1980s. So they were sort of working in a field that you have then decided to write songs about.
We didn't grow up in a religious environment at all.
No, but we come from a very principled home, and I think that we're a very principled band with values. Perhaps that's an aspect in religion that actually is very beautiful and that's been lost today, to have values.
So there was nothing handed down from the parents, because the early single, A Nation of Bloodsuckers, says, "I was not born with a god, I inherited him from my father."
That's good. Yes, and that is correct. And I think that beyond the god also, you know, our dad plays the farfisa organ, and so we grew up listening to him playing the farfisa organ. I mean, even though that's not what he does for a living, but we've always heard him play that and play the piano, so certainly that played some part.
Hey, he's playing on the record.
Yeah, he's playing on the record, that's correct. Yeah, he's actually playing the farfisa organ in our song Let's All Get Dead Together, and he whistles in our song Oh Mama.
And Laurel, does it feel like you could have done this band with anyone but your brother? Was that always the vision from the start?
No, we would never want to be in a band with anyone, not family. And sometimes we wish we had more siblings so we can be in a big band, so we can have brothers and sisters who will be part of the orchestra. But it's very easy to work with your brother because we have the same thoughts and we have a lot of telepathy. And as they say, it is good and pleasant when brothers dwell together in unity.
There's also, Ronell pointed out that quote from the book of Proverbs, a friend loves at all times, but a brother is born to help when trouble comes. And I guess you can really rely on each other. And that, have been
that's
able
right.
to...
That's right, and one who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin.
You guys have got your mantras down
this
pat.
This is why I only do business with my brother. You know?
That's right, we only do business together. That's correct. And, you know, I think... Well, actually, we are working on this business venture right now in Los Angeles. We're opening up a string of parking lots, and I think that's the only time we ever had to deal with someone that wasn't in our bloodline.
We have to deal with crooks.
Yeah, it's very tough.
You're going to have to find some distant cousins to run the parking lots, are you?
No, we're just going to
have
children.
We're going to make babies.
Yeah.
We can't rely on anyone else, you know? That's right.
And, gents, there's a lot of your own theology and examination of the big questions and concepts surrounding this record. I mean, nearly every song mentions God or the devil, death or love. So these are all universal themes that you have really been thinking about to incorporate, Ronell.
Yeah, I mean, it seems very natural for me. It is the language that I speak. It is the language that my brother speaks. This is what I know. I can't imagine writing about anything else. You know, I very much believe the idea that all theology is poetry. And in fact, all poetry is theology. And I think it's inevitable. I can't really escape it. It chooses me. It's like a good song that writes itself. And these themes, they just write themselves, really. You can't escape them.
Your writing also seems to revel in that. It's sort of the examination of theology rather than actually pushing a theological standpoint.
Yes, interesting there. I think the only thing that probably I am, I'm not sure if pushing is the right word, but I'm trying to advocate perhaps, is in fact to bring back this language, you know, this theological language. While I think that really what happens now is that, you know, God has really been lost in our language. And it's, you know, we're not doing it at all from a religious kind of perspective, because we're not religious, even though we are believers, but we are doing it from a poetic perspective, because it's a very beautiful language that has been lost. So I guess the only thing that we're advocating really is that. But, you know, it is written that in order to acquire wisdom, the first step is to be silent and listen. So I believe that really the same thing should happen with a song. You shouldn't really try and push your agenda, even though that's inevitable. I mean, we're always trying to push our agenda with everything that we're doing. But you should be silent and listen and let other people listen. And it's up to them to judge and decide what is right for them.
And Laurel, you two in Sons of Raphael made sounds to match these big lyrical ideas. And the operation of creating this album was a Cecil B. DeMille-sized production in itself. You've got orchestras and choirs involved. So it was a big production to get this record over the line.
It was huge. That was rather a difficult part. And, you know, I never tried to arrange an orchestra before. And we had 40-piece orchestra and choir, you know, I took upon the mission of writing the arrangements after we figured out that no one else can really do it. We met with a bunch of people and it was impossible, but everything was difficult because even when we went to mix the record with Star and we showed up in Paris with all the tracks, and some of these tracks, they have 300 recorded parts on them. So it's hell, really. It's impossible to mix that.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a lot to pull together. And of course, at the tail end of creating it, there was some real life tragedy surrounding it because Philippe, who was mixing it, passed away a day or two after you guys had finished working on it. And he seemed to have made a huge impact on the pair of you outside of your tight-knit twosome. He was kind of the third member, right?
Well, first of all, I'll say that regardless of the music and the album, he was probably the most influential person we came across, just as humans, really. His influence was tremendous on us.
Yeah, you know, we've only initially, when we went over to Paris to mix the album, we were only supposed to be there for 2 weeks, but we ended up being there for 2 months. And I always say that these 2 months felt like a whole lifetime.
And 2 months, not because we were working every day, actually because we weren't working every day, because we were just hanging out as friends. We got very close and we just liked spending time together. So it was really the first time in those 7 years of suffering, as my brother was saying, that we didn't suffer. We had a great time. Like, we were in sunny Paris in a beautiful
springtime.
And we're just really hanging out with someone who's a friend. And that was beautiful.
And no one else could have done it.
And what a blessing that you got to finish it with him, you guys.
Yeah. You know, it's very lucky. And we feel very lucky to have had the chance to meet him. He changed our lives completely. And I think we've been talking a lot about him in interviews. But at the same breath, we wish he was just here. Would have been much better.
And now, outside of creating music to nourish the soul over 7 years or whatever it's been, the pair of you are also always honing your culinary skills. And I've been pleased to see that you haven't been giving them a rest. Now, Laurel, is the pasta sauce your go-to? Can you give us a few quick secrets, some recipes to reveal here and now?
Well, first of all, I should say that Zaar really, I was cooking before, but those 2 months in Paris where I got really obsessed with pasta, and this is because of Zaar, because Zaar was so obsessed with pasta, and we used to go to his house and cook together. So he gave me lots of tips. In fact, we just made his recipe for spaghetti bottarga the other day, which was delicious. Use what you have. That's the best. That's the best advice.
And also so great that you can remember Zaar not only through the album, but then every time you're cooking, you know, he's going to be with you forever.
Oh, for sure. That's correct, yes.
We might have a listen to a song off of Full-Throated Messianic Homage right now. We'll play Devil Devil, which is your glam stomping moment, you two.
Absolutely. Sure.
It was great to get the pair of you on Static, onto SER, and hear your recipes and a whole lot more. Look after each other, as I know you will. And this is Sons of Raphael now on Static. Thank you.
Thank you so much. May God grant you a long and healthy life.